And up next on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz at freakradio.org, and of course in the Huff archives, in case you are wandering at huffsantacruz.org, it's the January 30th, 2020 edition of Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides, a show today that's going to be made up primarily of segments of various meetings that have happened recently, with the usual sprinkling of interviews with folks who are out there sleeping outside. And there's been a lot of them, which I will go into after we listen to the usual intro song. So stay with me.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So what do we have today? Well, there's the Tuesday City Council, or Shitty Council meeting, as I like to castigate, down at City Hall on, I guess it was evening before last. And there the action was primarily no action around issues that continue to essentially exist night after night. People freezing and getting drenched outside, although I guess the last couple of days hasn't had a downpour, but there's that happening with some regularity throughout the last few weeks. There are shelters that are full. There are, even if the shelters weren't full, they would cover only a fraction of homeless people outside. And homeless people outside whose tents you can see lining up along Highway 1, along the post office, the side of the post office where Food Not Bombs serves its meals, along the levee, anywhere people can put up a tent and try to get some rest. That's what's going on. Because as you know from listening to these broadcasts, if you've been doing that, the Martin versus Boise federal court decision, in essence, restricts the cities from enforcing its anti-sleeping ordinance. But of course, the city is playing its usual nasty, cruel game, going to enforce essentially police action, move along, but nowhere to move to type activity against people who are in tents, people who are resting in public places, people who are at a place for more than a day or two or three, and sometimes not even that. It's the destruction and dissolution of any homeless protection and survival communities that may arise. Is that because the city government, the bureaucrats, are afraid of homeless people establishing a kind of mutual solidarity and understanding that they all face the similar oppression and fighting back together? That, I believe, is why the Phoenix camp was destroyed last November after 5 days, in spite of the violation by the police of their standard operating procedures that they're supposed to follow in declaring a camp a nuisance, which they didn't even do. They simply insisted suddenly on the fifth day, as I've said many a time, that the campers, the survival campers, were trespassing on essentially a vacant area, the Ross area, in an area which ironically was then soon thereafter, a month or two later, declared by the governor to be the kind of area that they want the cities to be able, in fact, requiring cities to open up areas to sleepers and campers. But of course, that's not happening. Although we're reaching the end of the month when that is supposed to be, there's supposed to be such designated areas, according to our dear friend, Gavin Newsom, who's the governor. Looking at the some of the speeches around City Hall, we're going to be listening to people in line at the Red Church. At the end of the month, it's usually the longest line ever, and it was certainly long last Monday. And we'll even go back to the Food Not Bombs union meeting and also the folks coming to the meal there. Again, a lot of people showed up. Not so much the union meeting, which tends to be small, but at the meal, which tends to be well-received. Also be taking a listen to another kind of meeting, a forum held by the Union of the Homeless on Wednesday. That would be yesterday, to consider what to do is a preparation for another campground to be supported by the community, even to the extent of resisting peacefully and nonviolently, resisting police attempts to disperse it. Oh, and as usual, they have no place for people to go. And we're going to be having a series of forums. The union is, I'm a member of their union, every Wednesday at 4:30 at the Resource Center for Nonviolence. You might want to sort of mark your calendar and come on down, be a part of that, or let me know that you're interested and give me a call at 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, or contact Alicia Kuhl, of the president of the Homeless Union. She can be reached at 831-431-7766. Show up, and there'll be food there, too. For a snatch of that particular meeting, which involved, again, a relatively small number of people. I think we had a bit more than a dozen in a circle. But actually, I think it grew throughout the meeting. But these things do tend to grow, particularly as the word spreads, so we'll see how that goes. On Wednesday, there was a meeting of the CATCH, Community Advisory, City Council's Community Advisory Committee on Homelessness, which you've heard me denounce pretty regularly on this show. But this was one of their subcommittees, the Safe Sleeping Subcommittee, which featured a sort of a, well, I only heard about half of it, but you'll be able to hear as much of it as you'd like, because I did, thanks to the assistance of some of the committee members, Rafa Sonnenfeld is one of them, recorded it. It had Chief Mills in the audience. It had Keith McHenry, who is Food Not Bombs co-founder and longtime stalwart here in Berkeley, asking probing questions until he was shut down by by Serge and Candace, who were running the meeting. I don't know that he was really totally shut down. I left around the time when they shut me down. I was simply trying to clarify that the main deal was to look over a camping ordinance that the chief of police is proposing, which will essentially involve a ban on all tents and so-called camping equipment like blankets and sleeping bags between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. So people get to, not because the city is generous, but because they don't want to be sued, set up their tents after 10 p.m. at night, but give them down by 7 a.m., and then also all the rest of those accoutrements better disappear or be safely stashed away. And, of course, storage is not provided by the city. There are no areas for people to go to during the day. I mean, parks are open in theory when the Parks and Rec Rangers and the local security services are not harassing people in the parks. And, indeed, of course, there are campsites that people have set up as survival necessities along the sidewalks. And we'll be hearing a little bit from those folks, such as the Cooper campsite over on Washington Street, which is been there for, gosh, 3 or 4 months now, but is now nightly getting raids at 2 in the morning and suffering repeated citations. Cooper is a woman who sings downtown and sleeps there at night along with her partner and a number of other folks who have apparently gotten this, they say they've gotten the support of the neighbors, but the police don't really care about that either, apparently. So it's all about getting people out of sight and out of town, which is nothing new. It's just sort of the old story. There was also a meeting of HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, yesterday, which kind of ran through a number of proposals, disputes. We always have a very colorful and often cranky meeting as I'm shouting down other people and other people are attempting to have their voices heard. Finally, there was a recall forum or debate, discussion, questioning session where council members Drew Glover and Chris Crone answered concerns from the audience in the Loudoun Nelson Center, which graciously allowed people for that brief period of time to go to the bathroom. Of course, their bathrooms remain locked to the poor and the community generally, unless they can prove they are parts of a organization that is meeting there and has rented space in one of their rooms. The situation has now been going on since the spring of 2018 under the draconian baton of Izeth Ray, the supervisor there. I just want to clarify that the entire progress of each of these meetings that you're going to hear snatches of or segments from is actually going to be posted on the HUF website under the name of our show, Bathrobes, Pierres, Broadsides, for complete listening. If you find any particular gathering significant for you or something you want to pursue further or hear more from. And that should be happening by later tonight. If you're listening to this at from 6 to 8 when it's originally netcast on January 30th. So we'll begin with the January 26th Food Not Bombs Union of the Homeless meeting and possibly an interview or two that happened there. The intro to the, in essence, to the meeting, and again, these are meetings that are normally kind of preparations for action, and the action that we were preparing for, the main action, was a city council protest that was happening at 5 o'clock the day after that, which would have been last Tuesday, day before yesterday, which is becoming kind of a regular feature of city council meetings, although I understand Keith McHenry is leaving town for a month starting in mid-February, where he has organizing commitments down in Guatemala. So we'll see how long this kind of union meeting, which he often leads, Alicia Cole was not able to attend or actually had, I'm not sure what her reason was, but she works over the hill now 5 days a week. 8 hours a day plus travel time. So her amount of time is now limited that she can spend doing work with the union, though she does what she can, and you'll be able to hear from her at some of the other meetings, at least one of the other meetings, which she showed up at the next day. Actually, it was yesterday at the union's forum, again, on preparation for civil disobedience actions to support people outside in campgrounds. Now it's the Food Not Bombs union meeting, which happened about around 5 o'clock on Sunday, which happens every Sunday at 5 o'clock, or at least it has for the last few months, and is likely to continue, although again, we're talking a relatively small, somewhat inbred group, but it is open to anyone. So check it out if you'd like. And then in the meantime, you get a taste of it here.
On the 26th, about 5 o'clock, we have, people leaning against the fence, some tents further on down next to the wall. And here's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Anything happening?
Right now,
all right. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. It's a, in a bit, working with Anonymous. An anonymous user of the armory who's concerned because the pickup folks who are picking him up where he needs to be picked up won't do so at the time he needs to be picked up at. He actually checked his watch, I believe, and found it was 59 minutes. He shows me his watch, which he has on his left hand, he kept him in the van for 59 minutes, which is hard for a guy who's over the age of 40 who needs to take a piss. It's nearing 80, so there you have it. Earlier time when he had to wait for an hour and a half before being admitted, and he remarks on how a sympathetic employee tried to help him but was unable to do so. Really, conditions at the armory, without going into the details about who you are and what your particulars are, but you have some, anything you want to say generally about the armory?
I don't know how some of those people can self-entertain through the night with sound, and you know, most of us are serious about proper rest, proper sleep.
Are you able to get sleep there?
Yeah.
How many hours of sleep per night would you say you get?
Well, it depends. Every 2 hours I have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right, but in the main, are you able to go back to sleep after you've gotten up and then come back?
Well, I brought in my own blankets and that, and
are you able to stay there during the day if you want?
Yeah.
And how is that?
I don't know. I never stayed there.
Okay. Is it an option you think is important to have, or how do you feel about that?
It's an effort in the right direction.
Dig it.
The armory has been a big building sitting there for years anyways.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. You want to keep this anonymous? Thank you, man.
Cash to endorse the self-managed camp at Ross, or anywhere really, but we're proposing to be back at where we were. And so nobody would introduce it at the cash meeting as an next agenda item, even though we asked repeatedly to have it become an agenda item.
This was last Tuesday.
That's last Tuesday. So then I eventually met, so Rafa sent me all these things that we needed to have in the proposal. Almost all of them were in the proposal. So it was clear he never read the proposal. And then Serge wanted to have like a security guard and case management and all these things like that. And I said, I don't doubt that that would be very useful. And I said, like, you would work, be much more effective if we just ran the thing ourselves and there wasn't a bunch of police state activity.
I have an update on that if you want.
Okay, and then we need an update. So anyway, I'm supposed to be working on, like, my only thought was that we could have included in the proposal, like we had with the toilet proposal, that we would go around and talk to all the people who in the neighborhood and introduce them and figure out what we could do to mitigate their anger towards.
Well,
then that was it. So
this is an update after all that.
Okay.
Well, I had a long interview with him that lasted an hour, recorded it for the radio, played it this morning. And he talked about a variety of things. One of them was this proposal, and I don't have any belief that cash is going to support anything that we give them. But I said, will you individually, as an individual member, support it as a person? Will you come out and state you think it's a good idea and you support it personally? And he said there are a lot of things in there I could support. I said, okay, I will send you the Quintero guidelines, the 10 demands that we gave in November to the city council.
Right.
And that were kind of coalesced into two demands later. You know. And he sent me back an elaborate series of mostly supportive comments. And then I sent him back some specifics. And his response was he was concerned that I was being too critical of him. And I haven't heard back from him since then. He did mention that there's a meeting of the catch on February 4th. It's the last meeting of the year of the catch, or the last meeting.
Last meeting ever.
I don't know. Is it? I think they have another
They're
6 weeks.
They're supposed to write a report after that.
Yeah. Anyway, and that's before the February 25th City Council, when they have something. I don't think much of it, but if anybody wants it, I'll forward to you all his comments, which you may have already gotten in your own dialogue with him. So I don't know.
So anyway. Yeah.
Is the catch something that the city organized?
Yes.
Because all the feedback I get is that they're not, nothing's happening.
No,
the purpose of the cash is
except money being spent.
Here you go.
Here you go. Here's the agenda.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the purpose of one thing that the homeless did brought me today about bamboo cane about 12 feet long.
Right.
So the cash. So what happens is, when there is a lot of tension and they need to have a vote about something, to dealing with homeless people, in this case...
I love that Sarah Romberg, her energy is wrong.
Whose energy?
That lady over there, she needs to be fucked.
Oh. No, she just...
She needs to be
Come on, big mama, are you a bartender or something?
No, she puts herself in her own crook.
She's a funny person. I like her.
You like that energy?
Anyway, join the meeting if you want.
Interesting.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, she's a funny... That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, so, you think? So how do you compute that?
Well, she just talks about random weird things. It's kind of cool.
Oh, it kind of keeps the enlightenment around here. In this
It's part of the energy.
So, well, you know what? I'm going to leave that where it's at. I don't know how to handle it.
Okay, cool. Well, come back.
It's all good. I will have another day when it's not so uninviting.
Yeah. At the end of the month, it's usually a lot more fun. So,
I understand that.
Okay. So anyway,
I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the catch at all. I want to move beyond the catch.
Thank you. Scam.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it was a scam to me.
Thank you for that. Right. I mean, we can talk about it. I don't need that. That was already.
The main reason to do anything about it is to just highlight the scamness of it.
But what we want to do is stuff that's not a scam. So, for example, we have a planned 5 p.m. appearance at City Council, or at the City Council chambers, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's coming up. If you're still doing it, Keith.
Yeah, so we still are advertising that. We've got a lot of flyers. I accidentally printed them twice, so we should try to get them out to as many people as possible and try to get people to go. And so that's so... We're going to have food at that, and then at the City Council meeting, and then we can speak at public comment and demand that something logical be done. But
it might be an opportunity to encourage people to come to the next day's event, which is the 4:30 Resource Center Forum that we're having
on
Ocean Street.
That forum, I was going to work on a little outline of what we would, which we could then agree to on at HUF. Sure. And the idea, and the thing was to go over what the federal government's talking about doing, what the state government's plan to incarcerate people, and what Andy Mills' plan. Now, Andy, have anything more than that one lecture on that one Wednesday?
I haven't seen anything yet.
So that's something that would be interesting to find out more.
Well, Mills has an open session where you can go talk to him on Mondays, or used to. Someone could go and talk to Mills for 15 minutes. He has a 15-minute...
The main thing is to have some piece of paper that outlines...
Ask him for a copy of his 7-point plan.
The other thing I thought we should do is to... I don't have the email of Marcos from Salvation Army.
You mean the audio of Marcos?
I don't have his email address.
Well, when you get back, send it to me, and I think I have it.
Yeah, so anyway, so my thought was that we do a campaign demanding that the Salvation Army bring people to the City Council meeting and to our event on Wednesday, so that they don't have to, so that they're not denied... You know, that
you mean provide them with transportation.
Yeah, and to let them back into their shelters afterwards. So
we need to go first to the shelter to ask if anybody wants to go, right?
Yeah, well we have to create an... So what happens is, I'm understanding is, people then go, well, I don't want to ask to go because I'll be kicked out. Or like what Jess Ray's talking about.
You ask him you see privately how many people want to go.
Yeah,
and then you bring that to the Salvation Army leadership, and you say, we have 10 people who want to go. What kind of transportation will you be providing, and so forth?
Yeah, well, I think we have to be beyond talking to them. We have to make this a public thing. That
we can provide our own transportation, bring them, take them over, bring them back, and demand they be re-entered. But, you know, good luck with that.
Something like that. Maybe that's something we could do.
This is pretty short term to do that.
It's a campaign. I think we should. It just highlights again
that
and it kind of goes with the obligation to shelter ideas already. You can't come and go when you want from these places.
Okay.
I would like to make a
suggestion, because I'm not going to stay too long in the meeting today. I'm taking off early.
Okay.
It's off topic, but it's relevant to this meeting since we are the Homeless Coalition, the Union of Santa Cruz. I've been noticing that a lot of other cities are starting. People are starting to just put up tiny houses everywhere. That is on that's public land, right?
Right.
And I strongly suggest that Santa Cruz, that we look for people that would be willing to donate, and let's. I'd like to see those start popping up all over Santa Cruz.
Can I segue off that for a second? Would it be more logical and more sustainable if those things were erected on state land? Mm. Is there state land here somewhere? Mm. I'm just throwing it out there.
Caltrans land.
Can we, can we stick with stuff that we have planned to do so that we can actually get somewhere with the stuff we've talked about in the past and get somewhere with? For example, we've talked about going out to Coral Street and getting together with people out there to protect them in their camps, or to get them to come to our forums, or to get them to come to city council, or to get them to do a number of things. We talked about that 2 weeks ago, you may remember, and last week, and, you know, we tend to go off in different directions, and it's not a bad idea, I think, you know, and it's important to decide state or, you know.
Well, no, it just seemed like...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, we... So...
That's why I made this damn agenda.
Yeah.
We never get through. I think we can get through some of these items. Maybe we can, you know, get a little further on some of them. That's just my thought.
So, for instance, is there more planning we need to do for Tuesday for this thing at City Council?
Well, I was going to bring an outline. We need to get those flyers out to everybody and get
as many
people to come.
I'll do as many. I can find flyer handers, and I'll do the main result.
Great.
I'll sit at a four-way where the highways meet.
Yeah, well, we need to get them to people.
I got gas stations and everybody I've talked to.
Well, people that we know living outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay.
And then I got multiple places that'll probably print them for free.
Oh, we've got enough printed. We just have to get them out.
Well, give me the stacks, man.
Okay.
And give me a spot where I can empty my bag.
Is there anything we want to plan at this actual Tuesday thing other than... I should mention that all the substantial business of the meeting will be at the afternoon session of the meeting, folks.
Really?
At the afternoon session before the 5 o'clock meal.
Yeah.
So if you want to come and you want to jabber with them, talk at them, or, you know, otherwise... hear what's going on, or you can always do it later, I guess, listen to the tape. But it's there are two items on the agenda of interest that came up at the agenda meeting, which we Drew Glover had on Friday. And that is, one, there's the surveillance technology. They're trying to introduce surveillance technology here, facial recognition technology, which is particularly, you know, I think unreliable for people of color. They've been
as well.
And
so,
for people who are poor and or bearded, right, and so forth.
Would that be on the boulevard? Or,
that would
or?
Be on the. It's on the agenda to set up guidelines, and there was a proposal to stop this happening, unless it's very very tightly controlled and until it's clearly this and that.
Oh.
And
you know, they do that at the library.
They've been practicing that.
They videotape
and all the city.
They videotape you when you walk in the front doors of the downtown library.
And how do you know? How do you know that?
You can see the cameras. Yeah. There are two of them right above the door, right above
records.
The entrance.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a picture of a guy who was photographed. They made up an 8.5 by 11 sheet saying something. Look out for this guy. One of the librarians left it on her desk, and I saw it. I didn't read the whole text, but they monitor people and whoever comes and goes, and they hire a crew to watch people's internet activity.
And you know this because...
Well, I've talked to these people, and I've seen it, and they were doing it to me, and you know, part of it is they want to regulate how people use the internet. Like, they don't want people going to porn sites, that kind of thing. Anyway, I suggest that we talk about this at the Huff meeting in more detail, because this whole surveillance issue is very important, I think, all over town. It's not just important for homeless people.
Yeah.
It's important for everybody, because a lot of people don't want fucking surveillance cameras everywhere, at least not without some sort of public vote or something. But, I mean, I think it's not something... I'm just mentioning it because it's on the agenda, and what's happened is that the mayor has weakened the proposal. That's Cummings, the new mayor. He's weakened the proposal for... That is, he's weakened the enforcement stuff that would enable us to make sure it's not he's not a good boy, as far as I'm concerned, if you'll forgive the terminology.
But I want to Angel, before you go, I want to
because it's talking about 9,000.
Okay,
and there's an example of one right there, and I published something today. I'm trying to find it.
Bless you.
So one of the things at the meeting is to, and if anybody, we need somebody to call those people on those numbers, all those phone numbers.
I'll do that if you got a phone.
No, I won't be able to get you a phone.
Okay, before I take off. What?
Yeah, so I want it. So on the tiny house thing, I'm sorry to divert you, but Jill is going to meet with the people that put the ones up in Oakland. And get some tomorrow, and she's going to try to get a bunch of ideas of how they organize that and bring it down, because she's super enthusiastic. And it sounds like what we need is to get the word out, to decide where we want to put them, and then we got to have. And you've got a good truck to help carry materials.
For what?
And then,
when? Where?
And then we would gather all these materials, and start. And we need people that have worked with construction a little bit enough to build tiny houses, and then we start building them wherever we think we can do it. So I think that that's a good proposal, and maybe that's something that we talk about as the one of the direct actions at the end at the forum on Wednesday, and that we also set up a system where I have on the back of that one flyer from.
Does everybody know when the forum is, by the way?
And that's 4:30 at the Research Center for Nonviolence.
4:30 Wednesday.
And it's a talk about and take some flyers and you talk to people. It's the one there. It's an obligation to.
Not tonight. I'm not.
No, but just take them with you to and you randomly meet people as you're walking through society.
Is it true, Putnam? True, and Chris putting on something that night too?
That. Nope. Up. That. Yeah, see, I made so many that just take a bunch and give them to people you randomly see. We should have handed out more here, but I already did give a lot out.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest of the meeting will either, we'll be continuing that on Sunday during the longer show. But in the meantime, if you're interested in pursuing this further, it should be online at the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. Under Latest and Lost Shows, which is under the Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides section. Let's have a musical break.
I got a cup of black coffee so I don't get lazy. I got a rattle in the dashboard driving me crazy. And if I hit it with a fist, it'll quit for a little while. Gonna have to stop and take a piss in another mile. Headed into town, gonna meet you at the mercantile. Take you to the sun, I get you grinning like a crocodile. I got a hole in the floorboard sucking in fumes. I leave the hitchhiker standing cause I hadn't got room. Well, he looked kind of scary, so I didn't like him anyway. Could have been a con from the state prison runaway anyway. Probably hadn't showered in a couple days. No one but a fool would have given him the time of day. Yeah. Just listen close, I'll tell you. Anywhere around. And I'm smoking in the town like a Molotov cocktail. Rag in the gas cap, flapping loose, never fail, cell phones down. to check the mail. How am I gonna find you now? Pocket and a rag in your belt loop. Guys was hovering around the bar like gulls on the ocean at the end of your shift, just in case you got the notion. Watch you washing all the glassware, poetry in motion. I'd rope the moon for you. How am I gonna find you now? Pressure pill with a Red Bull. Hit the city limit sign and I'm blind and I'm seeing red. In a royal tie on the right rear, throwing treads. Y'all see the X-rated scene running in my head, big as a baby.